Blog Talk Radio.
Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Proverbs 9:9-10. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. here in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, and today we're going to have our co-host, and I believe it's 11 a.m. where he's at, and it is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris. We all hope everyone is having a blessed, blessed day. And thanking the Lord for another day. I don't know about you, but I am so thankful that the Lord has blessed us again with another day. It's one of his grand benefits. But most don't believe it's a grand benefit, but it is. But we hope that we have been. We hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatty from the Word, hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here from Chatting from the Word are so delighted to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We're so delighted to be with you once again. I'm very pumped up. I'm very pumped up. And we got Chris Edwards in the house, y'all. We have Chris Edwards today. We're so glad that he's with us, and we got to let him come on in. If we can get him. Let me see here. Hi. Hey, Edwards.
Hello. Yes, sir.
How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm so glad you're with us, brother Edwards. Brother Chris, I'm so glad you're with us. I'm so glad that we have a co-host, and everybody, Chris, going to be our regular co-host. He's going to be a regular. He's going to be here Mondays to Fridays. I am so pumped up. I am so glad that he is with us. But for a little while, we want Brother Chris to introduce himself and tell you the audience a little bit about himself. You ready, Brother Chris?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Go ahead, introduce yourself,
I'm Brother Chris Edwards, and I worship at the McDonald Avenue Church of Christ in Richmond, California. We're located in the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Area, and we're just on the north end of the Bay. And I've been there for worshiping there for about about 18, 19 years now. And I'm married. My wife's name is Zena Edwards. And in fact, she's at work right now. And we have one daughter. She's 32. She's also in the church, in the Church
Praise
of Christ.
Lord.
And I'm blessed. And she's a pharmaceutical technician, so she knows all about medicine. So she helps us out a lot. And she's a licensed through the state of California. And yes, I worship. We worship there, and we have at McDonald Avenue Church of Christ 4 elders. And I'm one of the teachers on the staff, and we have 5 deacons. I teach the newcomers class, and I also rotate and facilitate the adult class with other brethren, leading brethren in the congregation. And so we are worship structured there. We have morning worship. Is before the Bible study. Our worship starts at 10:15 and usually end about 12 noon. Then we go immediately right into our Bible study from 12:05 to about 12:50 every Sunday. And then we have a midweek Bible study every Wednesday night at devotional start at 7:15, and the classes start at 7:30 every Wednesday. So I'm just elated to be a part of the program today, and I thank you, Brother Oscar York, for inviting me onto your program.
I am so glad to have you, brother. I am so glad you are here. Because, see, our listening audience need to hear a different voice than mine. They're getting tired of Brother Oscar's voice. They want to hear something fresh and new, brother. But I'm glad you're here. I am so glad you're here. I am.
Oh, appreciate it.
I am so glad you're here, Brother Chris. And
hey, you know, that's what we hear. That's why we're here. We here to bless each other.
That's right. That's right. And I don't know if my audience caught our show this morning. We did our show on YouTube this morning. And like I said, we were talking about back to the basics. And what we done, Brother Chris, this morning was to talk about instrumental music. And that's the way I'm running that series there, because it does kind of raise his little head up again in the church. And we don't want our members to be so confused when it comes to the teachings of God's word, because that can lead to a whole lot of things. Brother Chris, we can have that in the body of Christ. And I know that while we're teaching the body of Christ, and since we on the air like this, we're also teaching those that's not in the body, which is so important, okay?
Yeah, so true.
What else can we say, Brother Chris? How's the weather? How is the weather over in California?
Oh, here in California, Bay Area, it's raining right now. It's kind of off and on, light drizzle. Sometimes it comes in with a little light rain, then it kind of tapers off. But it's cloudy and overcast right now.
Now here in Ohio, not Miamisburg, basically Miamisburg is in the vicinity of Dayton, Ohio. But today we've been having some pretty good weather. Been in fact all last week it was cold. Snowy, but yesterday it was a high of 50, Brother Chris. Can you believe that? After all that cold now, that's God's place. God is good, Brother Chris.
Yeah,
that's
he's
God's
giving you guys a break. Yeah, got to give you a chance to recover.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So we've been enjoying this good weather. We done had all right weather this morning. We enjoyed that also. But what I want to do right now, Brother Chris, I want to play another song for our listening audience.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to do the prayer after we come back. Okay?
Sounds great. Amen.
Let me see if I can get another one here. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Here we go. Enjoy. Sometimes it's hard to in the Lord. When your soul is anchored in the Lord, you know, you have nothing to worry about because the Lord is our refuge in troubled times. He will be there for us. He will hold us together if we only have faith and belief. What about that, Brother Chris?
Amen. That's right. Faith and belief. That is the whole key. We all have to be in that system of faith.
That's right, Brother Chris.
Yeah. Can't make it without faith.
That's right. Without faith, it's impossible to believe. Without faith, you got to have that.
Amen.
That strong faith, knowing that if you're the Lord, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to
work it out.
That's right. At this point, Brother Chris, we have prayer time. And we're going to ask our listeners if they have a prayer request. They can call that prayer request in. And the number to call your prayer request in is the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request, the number to call is 657-383-0883. All right, Apostle James says in James 5, he said, confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We know a righteous person prayer can get up to God and can work, and God hears us when we pray to him. Now, God may not answer that prayer like you may think he may answer it. I want him to answer it. But he does answer our prayers, or he does hear our prayers when we pray to him. And at this time, we all need prayer, Brother Chris, don't we? The government needs prayer. Much as the government's as messed up the government is, these leaders need praying for, Brother Chris. They are so divided. And President Trump, that's his name. President Trump is supposed to talk tomorrow night about this world he wants. And we know a divided nation cannot stand. You see, a house divided against itself will not and won't not stand, Brother Chris. We know that. That's God's word there. But we're going to go into prayer. And we're going to try to pray for our government, pray for those who needs to be prayed for. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the bountiful blessings that you have brought our way. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that through him we may have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for each listener. We pray that you be with them, guide them, strengthen them, help them through the troubles and the trials that they may be going through. Allow them to recognize that, Father, you are our Father. You are the great I am. You are the will in the middle of that will. You are the engine that keep them going, Father. Help them to always lean and trust in you. And Father, we come praying for our program here. We come praying for Chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris. Father, we ask that you help us to keep it on the air. Help us to tell others about how great and wonderful you are. And we pray for the message that Brother Chris is going to bring momentarily, Father. We pray that listener will listen and they will take it to heart and to help them to live a better life for you. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and
amen.
We want to thank everyone for being with us and along with us. And we know prayer works, Brother Chris. What about you?
Hey, absolutely. I couldn't do what I do without having a real fervent prayer life. And
That's right.
Attribute that to my faith in Jesus Christ and my daily, every day I wake up, I always thank the Lord for another day. And
amen,
you know,
the very air
we breathe is a blessing from God.
That's right. Brother Chris, if you've been listening to the show, I say that every time. I have my aches and pains, Brother Chris, but you know the blessing of it is I'm waking up. I'm getting up and help me start my day, and I thank him for every benefit that he gives me. Every day, brother, thank him for every benefit.
Right. Yes.
What else I need to say? We need sponsorship for this show. I've been asking for sponsorship for quite some time, and if you can, my listening audience, if you can sponsor us, it'd be great. It'd be a great thing. We don't ask that much. We only ask for whatever you can give, and we have so many listeners, and I know that if you sponsor us, it will add up to your blessings, our blessings. It will help us to get the word out there to the masses of people that we need to get it out there too. And if your finances can help us out here at Chatting from the Word, we would be very much appreciated. Whatever you can give, that's fine. $1, $10, $20 a month, that'd be all right. And if you give a one-time donation, that'd be all right too. And churches, you can help us out too. Put us in your budget for 2019. And help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if we have influenced anyone to come your way and be a part of your body or your location, hey, help us out here. Help us out to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ on the airways. And if you want to contact me, I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me, Brother Chris. Always inbox me. We always talk on Facebook, right, Brother Chris?
That's right. Amen.
And of course, you can contact Brother Chris on Facebook too, and talk with him.
That's right.
You know, talk with him. You don't be afraid to talk with your host here. We are friendly people. We know Booger Bear. We're very friendly.
That's right.
And we'd be ready to talk with you anytime you want a listening ear, okay? And you can email me at OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And Brother Chris?
That's right. You can email me at lowercase e06915@gmail.com.
Now, y'all hear that, listeners? That's Brother Chris. And, of course, I have a webpage at OscarYorkPublishing.com. You can leave a line or two there. And while you're there, I do have a bookstore. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship will also sell for $21.50. And if you want to buy both books are $43. Help us out of here. I got to eat, y'all. I got to eat. And you know my motto. My motto is, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. That's what I believe. All right, bro, Chris.
Yeah.
How you doing, bro, Chris?
I'm blessed. I'm thankful. I'm feeling great. I'm all excited.
That's all right. I am too. I am too, brother. I am so glad you are here. And I know our listeners, so I know that. I know they are. We are going to, we're going to play another song. And then after that song, we're going to have your message, Brother Chris.
All right, ready to go.
Okay. All right. I believe we're going to have your message. Let me see here.
Just give me the key and I'm stepping on in.
After this song, we're going to have the message, okay?
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad I know you by committed acapella chorus. I'm glad I know him, and I'm glad he know me. And the way you can know him is through his word. That's the way
Amen.
He communicates with us is through his word. And the way we communicate
right.
back to him is through our prayers. If you're not reading his word, you can't get to know Jesus Christ. And
right.
if you know Jesus Christ, you got to study his word. You got to be in his word. No doubt about
That's right.
that, Brother Chris. No doubt
That's
about that. Now, Brother Chris,
absolutely.
Bring us. That's right. Brother Chris got a good lesson to bring us today. A look
All
at
right.
the nature of the angels. We got that right, Brother
All
Chris?
Right. You got it.
A look at the nature of an angel. Brother Chris, take it away.
All right. All right. Thank you, Brother Oscar.
You
yeah,
are.
This is a message. Amen. This message is published by the from the Baker Book House Company. It's written by the author is A.S. Jopie, and it's all about angels. And we're going to talk for just a brief moment, for a few minutes of our time, on the nature or the look at the nature of angels. Above us all is another world, invisible to human sight, whose inhabitants are known only through the word of God. Their knowledge and range of knowledge is far above the of mankind. They have capabilities of managing great enterprises for God. They are a created order called angels. Angels held the flaming sword that guarded the tree of life in Eden. Angels took a family to safety from a doomed city and smote the wicked men of Sodom with blindness. They drove the chariots of fire through the sky and picked up one of God's prophets, Elijah, and took him to heaven. One angel breathed upon the military camp of the Assyrians, and the earth was 185 dead. Angels walked into prisons and released the apostles of Christ of the church. As a ship was broken upon the reef, they stood with the apostle Paul assuring him of safety. Angels are the appointed trumpeters to announce judgments, God's judgments day. They will open the seals of God's wrath upon the earth. An angel will stop the clock of time. The redeemed will rejoice or enjoy the society in heaven. We shall walk with them amid the bowers and streams and fountains of paradise. We shall worship with them in God's great temple, and we shall soon join them to honor the King Eternal. There are three basic points I would like to, time that's allotted to me. And the first point is their capital, the angels' capital. Their capital is in heaven, the busiest place in the universe and the center of God's great empire, an empire of vast proportions beyond human comprehension. It brings me to my second point, their intelligence, the intelligence of angels. Their intelligence seems to be akin to that of God. Their knowledge of the secrets of the material and spiritual order of this world is far beyond the mental grasp of mankind. However, they do not seem to have the faculties to comprehend the complete plan of redemption. For even the Apostle Peter said in his first epistle to all Christians, which things the angels desire to look into in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. They were typical of, this is what typical of the angels in the Ark of the Covenant as they looked upon the mercy seat. God had not revealed all his secrets to them, for they do not know the time of Christ's second or second coming. Jesus said, but of the day, that day and hour, no man knoweth, no, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. The rising and setting of a million suns, like the one which enlightens our terrestrial globe. That leads me to my third point. Their number, the number of angels. Their census has never been taken by man. Only God knows the exact number of this intelligent host of heaven. The Apostle John tells us that the 10,000 times 10,000 minister about the throne of Jesus. This would be 100 million. The book of Revelation, or better known as the Apocalypse, says there will be armies of angels who will come with Jesus in the great day of the Lord. We do not know how heaven counts its armies. David, the patriarch David in the Old Testament, counted 20,000 rolling along the skyways in golden chariots, for he said in Psalm chapter 68, verse 17, the chariots of God are 20,000. In closing, the 10,000 of angels came down on Mount Sinai in the Old Testament when God gave the law to Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 2. The mountains shook and trembled while lightning flashed and thunder rolled. And Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Testament chronicled in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 21. And I would like to conclude this lesson at this time and thank you, Brother Oscar York, for giving me this opportunity to share a little word today, and I turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Brother Chris. I like that. I like that because many of us, Brother Chris, many of us, we are confused when it comes to angels. We always believe angels are like what we see on TV with these big old wings and flying and all that. That's what we think,
right,
isn't it, Brother Chris? But you know what? Yeah, when you read the Bible,
that's Hollywood's depiction of angels. Just like they depict the devil with a pitchfork,
right,
and 20 ears and a red suit.
That's right. Imagination is something else, but it's not until you get off into God's word that you actually know. And that's why we here at Chatting from the Word, we push you to study your Bible so that you can know for yourself what is truly,
amen,
contained in His word. Many,
absolutely,
are still confused what is contained in God's word. Being the fact,
amen,
Chris, it is so many denominations that's out there,
that's right,
that teaching falsehood and false teachings. Okay?
And that brings,
I don't
know.
Remember, Chris.
Go ahead. Yeah, you know what? Since you brought that up about denominations and these false doctrines and traditions of man, you know,
mm-hmm,
that I have some lessons on that I would like to share one of these days on the program. And
that sounds
so
good.
I just wanted to throw that in there.
I'm glad you did.
Along with instrumental music.
I hear you, Brother Chris. I'm glad you put that in there because that's our aim here on this program, is to teach the lost and encouraging those that are members of the body of Christ and to be helped, Brother Chris, in the church. I'm going to put it just like that. And I can't put it no better than that. We need some good teaching in the body of Christ today, man. We need it, brother.
That's right.
We really need it. And that was the whole purpose of this show here. Excuse me.
Right.
It's to teach those who need to know. And over
right.
the years, because I've been coming on YouTube for the last couple of years. And over those 2 years, Brother Chris, that I've been coming, bringing that program on YouTube, I got in trouble. I had brothers to get in contact with me and say, well, brother, why you say this? Why you say that? And we had to really discuss the Bible. So this program is really, Brother Chris, is really healthy. You know, it's really healthy. And
sound like somebody hitting your cell phone.
Yeah,
your iPhone.
Always, man. I used to cut it off. I forgot to cut it off. It does that a whole lot of time, Brother Chris. It does that a whole lot of times. But we need good teaching in the church today. We need.
Amen.
If you like me, if you've been reading Facebook, you see some of the articles some brothers are teaching, and some are on the point. Others are trying to bring in what they believe the Bible is saying, and what we need to do, accept God's word for what it says. And some of
That's
us
correct.
Are having problems doing that. We want to put us in the mix, and us do not belong in the mix of God's
right. word. Right, there's a movement in the church that's trying to change us from this, the current traditions of the church, and you know, a cappella singing and without accompaniment of instrumental music. They're trying to change us into some sort of charismatic denominational church, and you know, there's movement within the church. It's a movement among the movement that are that has a liberal element to it that want to have this more of this denominational persuasion, and you know, I see certain congregations, even some that are even in our congregation, you know, that are with these mics and you know this praise team stuff, and I'm not supporter of that. I just want to worship God and to serve God and be a vessel to advance His order of worship and to educate people on the structure of the New Testament church and how we are to worship. And the whole objective is to stay within God's system.
That's right, Brother Chris. That's right. I got the right man now. You're right, Brother Chris. And I that problem too at the church I've been going to, and they want to change. They much want to change the name, Brother Chris.
And I think
they
we
want
just
to
around the corner
name.
from adopting instrumental music. And some brothers, from what I've heard from Brother Ken Olison, he's I believe he's out of Texas. He said he had some conversation with that very charismatic brother preacher, and I think he's in Atlanta, Georgia. Is Ophrys Hayward?
He has
opened himself up to instrumental music or the idea of it, and he said he's not going to condemn those that practice that, and we got some brethren that are very popular preachers in the church that have allowed themselves to be on the verge of opening the door to the liberal elements of this, and we know that we have to put it out there, put the word out
there, and
let people know.
That's right.
Yeah, that's not right. It's not right.
It's not
and
right.
So that's
it's not right.
That's going beyond. You're going beyond what God's mandated. He's told us to sing with the spirit and with the understanding, 1 Corinthians 14, make melody in your heart to the Lord.
And that's it.
And Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
That's right.
Now, I can't do that. I can't do that on a mechanical instrumental music.
Amen.
I can't do that playing the guitar.
Amen,
I'm a melody with my heart.
That's right. That's right. I'm glad to say, you hear that, listeners? My listeners, you hear, Brother Chris? We supposed to sing, not beatbox,
right.
Beatbox, with a beatboxing and making
right.
instruments with their mouth. We supposed
yeah, make it,
to,
yeah, yeah,
to
that's
sing
right.
and sing out.
Right. Right.
And like you said, that opens the door to us to have instrumental music in the worship. And God says, through Paul, is to sing. And if we do anything
right.
else or everything else, we're adding to what Paul says.
That's
we're
right.
adding to it.
Speak out.
And brother,
speak out and
that's
be heard.
Right.
Let people
that's
know.
That's right.
Take a doctrinal position and stand and let them know that if you see this is coming into your church, let them know that, that if the moment you do that, that I'm going to be moving my membership. Yeah, or just start
right.
your own word. If you're
that's
if you're
right.
able to teach and preach, you can start your own word or move to
thank
a congregation
you.
that want to be pleasing to God and want to stay within God's system or structure for worship.
Thank you. Now, I don't know if you've been listening to the program for quite some time, Brother Chris, but that's what I want to do in this area here. I want to start a new work here in the city of the surrounding areas of Dayton because we need it. You have churches,
okay.
like I said, some churches have combined their services. Some churches have closed its doors. Others have changed its doctrinal beliefs. Because I believe when you change the name of the body of the Church of Christ, you have changed the doctrine. When you believe in the praise team or the bebopping.
Right, right.
You have changed the nature of what God intended for the church to be. Now, I admit, I'm not against singing groups when you sing at other functions, but within
right.
the body of Christ, within our worship, within
right.
the worship,
right.
God tells us to worship a certain way. And he tells
right.
us
right.
all to sing. That's our
correct.
Service to God. He tells
amen.
Us all to sing in the worship
right.
service.
Right.
You
that's right.
Saying,
and God is, yeah. Yeah, and God's telling us what to do. He tells us what is mandated for the New Testament church.
That's
and
right.
Colossians 3:16 and 17, whatever you do in word or deed. And then before that, he says, sing it with grace in your hearts. Well, I can't sing with grace in my hearts if I'm playing a guitar or playing a keyboard or piano. It must be from my heart. And then with the fruit of my lips, Hebrews chapter 13, around 15 and 16 verse, it says, the fruit of the lips, you praise the Lord. Well, I can't do
that's
that
right.
if I'm playing on a mechanical instrument.
Well, it's in the midst of the church, I was singing.
Songs, right.
I would sing songs. So we got to get back to what the Bible called for the church to be. And I know
and,
people.
Another proof text I'm throwing in there, Brother Oscar. I hate not to interrupt you, but is
no,
the
right.
example of Jesus. Jesus with the apostles before they took him to Sanhedrin Hall in Matthew chapter 26 verse 30. Jesus sung a hymn with the disciples. That's another
that's
proof
right.
text. He didn't play a piano. He didn't play
thank
a violin.
You.
They had all the instruments back thousands of years
that,
in Jacob's time.
They could
have
woke
up
but they
with a violin or some kind of string instruments. They sung
that's
him.
Right. They sung him. That's a good teach, Brother Chris. I'm glad you said that. That is some good teaching. I hope my listeners are hearing, Brother Chris. It's not just coming
amen.
To me now. This is my other host saying it now, not just me. You supposed to sing in worship.
Amen.
I'm glad you said that, Brother Chris. I got the right man for the job. Thank you, Brother Chris.
Yeah, I got the right host for the show. Amen.
Oh, boy. But, Chris, this is a fun show. I like to make it fun. But at the same time, I love to teach.
Right, exactly.
We try to teach. And we're not trying to make nobody mad with us out there. We just want to make sure.
We're supposed to speak the truth in love.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And like I was saying this morning on my show on YouTube, I said, I'm not calling my brother out. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm not saying anybody preaching false teaching. I'm just teaching what the Word of God has to say about this subject. And that's all we can do, Brother Chris, is to state what the Word of God states. And if we state beyond that, we're stating something God didn't say. When we state something beyond what the Word of God didn't state.
Right. We'll be fulfilling what Christ even told the apostles when he was confronted with the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 15, and he said, "For teaching for doctrines the commandments of man."
That's right.
And we don't want to do that.
That's right. Amen and amen, Chris. But let me say this. I'm gonna say this to my listening audience: if you're not in Christ, you need to be in Christ. Don't die outside of Christ, because if Christ should come tonight, where would you be? If you're not in the body of Christ, which is the ark of safety, where would you be if Christ should come tonight? And the way you get there, the way you get in the body, you must first hear the gospel. Then you must believe. You must hear, you must believe. What else you got to do, Brother Chris? Hear,
you
believe.
You must repent of your sins.
Repent. Confess.
You must repent. Be willing to turn from your sinful life and turn
That's
to
right.
God. You must repent
That's
by
right.
repentance, a change of heart. And
That's
you
right.
must be able to confess his name, that he is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has risen from the dead. You must be willing to confess Christ, and then by confessing him and acknowledging that you're willing to live, you committed your life to him, that God will save you when you are baptized for your remission
That's
right. of your sins.
That's right. That's right.
And you will be added to the New Testament church.
That's right. And you got to live faithful.
Yep, and have the Holy Spirit to guide and lead you through the eyes of faith, and continue to study in the Word of God, and continue to grow as you walk day by day, renewing yourself in the more in the image of Christ as you grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Brother Chris. Y'all heard, Brother Chris. Y'all heard that. That's Bible. That's what I call it. Bible. And if you're not in the body of Christ, you need to get that, my friend. Don't get mad at Brother Oscar or Brother Chris. We're just speaking the truth. And let me say this. I add this to it. If you disagree with us, if you have any disagreement with us or what we say, call us up. The number is 657-383-0883. Call us up.
Right.
But at the same time, have book and verse of what you're talking about. Brother Chris, I always make that invitation for anyone who disagrees with anything I have said. They can call me up on the show now if they so desire.
Right.
And talk with me about it and let us know that you don't leave the show. I tell them, don't stop listening to the show. Keep on listening. Because we are here to help each other to get to heaven.
Right.
And that's all we're Chris.
Our belief,
we're here to help
what we believe and what we treasure and what we believe is open for scrutiny and open investigation. And we believe that we can prove it, what we believe from the Holy Scriptures.
That's
and
right.
And if you have any questions regarding any teachings or any particular subject or topic that is open for open investigation, and we would like to take you right through the Word so that we can get clarity on any issue and subject matter relating to the Christian life.
Amen. Brother Chris, I enjoyed our first day working together, my brother. I'm glad to on the program. Amen.
Yeah, we're going to be like a tag team. We're going to be a tag team like
right.
Shaq and Kobe. Huh?
That's right, Brother Chris. So, you know, we're going to come back tomorrow. Brother Chris going to be here tomorrow. And I will have the message tomorrow. And Brother Chris, I think I'm going to give him the spot of doing the introduction, I think. we're going to see how it's going to work out tomorrow. Okay, Brother Chris? But like I said,
right,
I'm so glad that you are with us. All right?
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this program. We thank you for Brother Chris. We thank you for allowing Brother Chris to come on with us, Father. We thank you, Father, for the church. And we thank you for Christ dying on the cross and rose on the third day to make salvation possible. And Father, we come praying for each listener. We hope and pray that they have a grand day today. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And as always, it was good chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. And Brother Chris, we'll talk with you tomorrow.
All right.
All
same
right.
time,
bye-bye.
Same place, same channel.
That's right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
God bless.
Same here. Bye-bye, everyone.